Coach was a little bit feisty talking about the Colts and how we shouldn't pay attention to their winless record. What's it been like behind the scenes? Has it been saying the same thing, or it doesn't have to be?
Well, I mean, this is the National Football League. Any team is capable of beating any other team on any given Sunday. So I think the biggest thing for us this week is to prepare for our opponent just as if they were, you know, 11-0, and go out and try to have a good game plan, a good week of preparation, and execute on Sunday. By no means do we think we're just going to show up and win this game, because they have too many good players, and like I said, this is National Football League, and anything can happen.
But is it spoken about to the coaches, overemphasizing, saying throw out the record, or you guys?
We kind of like to keep that between us, what was said in the meeting, but Coach said ask him about that if we got that question.
Ask who about that?
Ask Bill. Oh. That's what he said.
Okay, we asked him.
How focused do you guys have to be as of every game, but especially this game, because of maybe it could be a trap game, it could be a letdown?
I think it all goes back to, we have to bring the same focus and intensity as we do every week. We have to focus ourselves on doing our jobs and getting better at our jobs, because we realize down the stretch here every game is important. And it's not only about our opponent, it's about us improving to try to get to where we want to be at the end of the season. So the focus has to be high. I mean, every game is the biggest game when you get this deep into the season. And like I said, it really doesn't matter what their record is. They have good football players on that team. Historically, this team has won a lot of football games. They've had a lot of success. They compete hard regardless of their record. You see that on tape. So we have to be ready for them.
Can you measure improvement no matter what team you play, no matter how record, no matter how any team is doing?
Yes, no question, because there's assignments that each and everybody, every person has in every phase of the game, and you can always do something better. There's always something that you can improve upon, and like I said, every time you take the field in this league, I don't care who you line up against, they're out there for a reason, they're good, they get paid too, and we have to go out and do our job.
We always hear football season, really doesn't start until Thanksgiving, really doesn't start until December. And it's probably easy to say that, but how does that manifest itself? Is there a different intensity level as you hit December? Is there a renewed focus? How does that, during the week, how does that manifest?
I think there's a greater sense of urgency, realizing that there's not a lot of chances to do things over. There's not time to catch up if you fall behind. Every game is important. Realizing how tight the race is also, and knowing that there are a lot of teams in the mix, and realizing what's at stake, the urgency definitely picks up, because there's only a certain amount of games left, and at that point in time, certain teams are getting eliminated and certain teams are moving on, and we want to be one of the teams that moves on and continues to advance towards our goals.
Matthew, you're a guy who's played both sides of the football and obviously on special teams. How much more difficult is it for a player like you, like Julian, who has to worry about all three phases of the game to prepare each week?
It can become overwhelming if you let it. But I think the biggest thing is to just focus on whatever they're asking you to do, one play at a time. And if it's from special teams offense, or in different people's case, offense and defense, it's just about focusing on, what do I have to do at this point in time, as opposed to looking at, well, I have all this to do. You have to kind of keep a narrow mindset and just focus in on what you have to do that particular play, that particular day, that particular period in practice, and then you try to take that into the game with you.